Okay, Georgia Tech head coach Josh Pastner. Coach, if you could open up with a statement before we start with questions.
Yeah, first off, Syracuse is really good, but really proud of our young men to find a way to win. Not easy to do against a really good team like Syracuse. you know, I thought we really defended well for most part of the game, but especially that second half. And you look at those numbers, but, you know, defensively, we did a nice job. And Syracuse, like I said, is really good. They got good players, and obviously Coach Boeheim's, you know, one of the greatest ever. So heck of a win for us. The crowd was great. Just once again, the crowd gave us just a tremendous lift. The student section was awesome. I remember in the spring, in the summer, in the fall, I mean, how many times I go to these student groups to go try to generate interest from students, and because everywhere I would go, people would come to me, you got to get the students involved, you got to get the students. So I'd go to student groups, and there'd be four people, two people, six people, but I didn't care how small the group was, I would go speak to them. I was hoping that they would maybe catch a little enthusiasm and energy and would, you know, kind of pay it forward, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. And so hopefully they paid it forward and would tell some people. I remember going to the fraternity and sorority meetings, and they're probably looking at, what is this guy doing? You know, I mean, I was just, you know, so, but the students really came through for us tonight. They were terrific. The students were terrific. So I want to give a great shout out to them and obviously the entire crowd. But hey, great win. February 19th, 7 ACC wins sitting here on February 19th, 16 wins overall. From where my bosses, coaches in the league, national media members told me what was going to happen this year, to be where we are right now is nothing short of amazing. I mean, literally, it's a modern miracle. God bless our young men, and it's a credit to our young men. I mean, it's not me. It is our players, how what they have done, how they've bonded. It's all about team, and that's a credit to them. And, you know, you don't take those things for granted. And so really, really special to be in the position where we're in right now. And that's strictly all because of our young men, those players.
You went up against a zone defense, probably as tough as you go up against. And I think Q mentioned that you guys stuck to the game plan, didn't deviate, and that was the key to the game.
Yeah, I thought that was, you know, first of all, you can't simulate their zone in practice. I mean, and so, you know, the last couple of days of practice, you're not able to simulate it. And so I think we were a little bit we weren't real good early, you know, to start. And then I did think like Quentin said, we just stayed with the game plan, and we stayed and we kept in doing things the right way and stayed the course, and things worked itself out. But we got some of our offense through our defense. We really guarded. You know, Andrew White was a great shooter. I mean, a couple of those threes that first half. And part of it, you know, we were poor in transition defense, and he got open, and you're like, you know, what are you guys doing? How are you leaving him? But we were much better the second half, and again, I thought the crowd was great. But our guys, I mean, every one of our guys who played, and even the bench who maybe doesn't play, but the energy that they give us, the positive energy, and it's, you know, it's something that's, like I said, you don't take it for granted. It's nothing short of amazing of what our guys have done. You got to remember, This is year one of a rebuild, and I remind everyone that all the time. It's still year one, but it's a special. This group of guys is a special group of guys, and they have just from where they were in April to where we are sitting on February 19th, just a tremendous lesson for me, and anyone else involved about what a team can do and how a team when it's together, you know, kind of success that you can have.
Ben was pretty incredible. And then in the post with his defense.
Yeah, Ben has just gotten better and better and better and better and better. He just gets better and better and better. He's fantastic. I mean, the guy's a mechanical engineer. I mean, earlier in the year, we played one game, he was so good, and after the game, he was upset because he played so many minutes because he had a huge test the next day. And he said, man, I'm going to be tired for the test. I mean, that's, you know, so nothing really phases Ben. You know, he's so quiet. But he's a fantastic player, a fantastic young man, we're very fortunate to have him.
Was it something that you saw during the game that caused Ben to go on and exploit that zone?
We play Syracuse again, so, you know, anything that we did, I'd just keep between me and the staff and the players. But Syracuse is really good, and you can't simulate their zone. That's what I do know for sure. They're really good. They got great players, man. They got some great players. And I can't, you know, Coach Boeheim, obviously, one of the greatest ever to ever do it. So, but they're really, really good. Really good. So that's, and that for me, I mean, it's a heck of a win for Georgia Tech. You're beating a heck of a Syracuse team. And so it's a great credit to our young men.
What did you see on that legal screen? That's a pretty pivotal call. Not often made at that point in the game either.
It was the right call. Yeah. It was the right call. And that's the right call.
I imagine you're impressed with Todrick to get himself in position after what happened on the other end.
Yeah, well, he did a good job fighting over the screen, and but it was the right call. That's the bottom line. It was the right call. And that's, you know, Brian Kersey, the head of the officials, has done an amazing job in the ACC. And this is whether we win or lose. I mean, I really do believe the officials in this league are tremendous. Brian Kersey's done just a terrific job. I mean, just an awesome job. And, you know, to the credit of the officials, they've, you know, you call a foul in the first minute of the game, you're going to call the same foul in the last minute of the game. So, and that's a credit to the officials in this league. And I just think they're all high level. Doesn't mean we're always going to agree with everything, but I think the officiating's been excellent.
When you got the lead, you didn't pull the ball out. You kept pushing the ball. You got a lot of key baskets that way.
Yeah, we got to stay on attack. We got to be smart. We had 19 assists on 26 made field goals. We lead the ACC in field goal percentage defense. We lead the ACC in assist. We lead the ACC in assist on field goals made. We're one of the best in the country at moving the ball and are assisted on field goals made. We're one of the best in the country. Like, don't forget that now. I mean, that's not from where we started to where we are now to be able to move the ball like we do. You know, it's a great credit. So we're a team that's got to stay with us, keeping the thing moving and not trying to play passive. And look, they're good. I mean, they had Virginia down both, you know, obviously last year in the Elite Eight, and this year at their place, Virginia was up. And then Syracuse made a run. Clemson was up against Syracuse. Syracuse made a run. Louisville was up, and then Syracuse made a run. They don't give up. They don't quit. I mean, they're long, athletic. I mean, they're just good. They're really good. So no lead is safe against them.
From a qualitative standpoint in terms of assignments and challenging shots, how would you rate the defense?
I thought the second half we were terrific. We were really good, Ken. Really good.
Coach, what would you say after the team White hit about 3 3-pointers in a row? And it seemed like after that point you guys went on like a 23-7 tear.
Yeah, I think it was like a 26-5 run or something like that to close out first half and into the second half. And, you know, we just talked about it. I mean, our transition defense was poor. We were jogging. We had no sense of urgency. And then when we were getting back, I mean, we were like running by Andrew White. Like, what are you doing? You know, and he's one of the best three-point shooters in the country. So, but he had 7 straight games of 20 or more points, and so he only had 17 tonight. So I thought we did a good job the second half guarding him. And Leiden, number 20, is really good. He's really good. And I thought we guarded him well for the most part. He had 15 boards, but he's a hard matchup. Man, he's really good too.
We've asked you a lot, Josh, and you've answered a lot about how much Landers has improved. What are you going to do when he loses a lottery pick? Because it really is the arc of improvement, really is.
Yeah, no, I think he's probably could be the most improved player maybe even in the country, you know. But he's still, I mean, and I don't use the word pro, you know, and you and I even talked about that when we were in my office, but I don't throw that word around very loosely because it's, you know, I've coached a lot of pros, I've been around pros. When I was in with the Memphis Tigers, I'd be down with the Grizzlies all the time. And so I know, you know, it's NBA is – it's very, 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 very hard to make. I think it's the hardest professional league to make. So he's still got a lot of room to go, a lot of work to go. But, you know, I mean, he's definitely put himself in a chance to get there, but it's going to still take – he's still got a lot of work to do.
Well, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Of course. No, I know there is. But I was being serious. I mean, he's still got a long way to go.
Josh, what does he – I mean, because he's got the jump shot going, he's passing the ball well, he's cutting, he's effective shots, he's not blocking.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of little things. I mean, you know, the naked eye wouldn't understand or that would see it and or maybe the casual fan wouldn't fully understand it. I mean, there's just things, technique, footwork, other things that he's just got to continue to get better. And that's where this offseason is going to be important for him, really important. And also, obviously, in the strength and conditioning area, too, we've got to continue to get him stronger in different areas. So, but we have a plan for him for this summer once we get to that point. But there's still work for him to be done.
Josh, your players have done a really good job not being
I love the fact that, Jeff, that we haven't, like, no one's been, we haven't, besides when Josh Okogie hit the game winner, we've acted, every time we've won, we've acted like we deserve, you know, we've been there before.
And as the stakes keep going up here, is that almost going to be one of your challenges of just kind of keeping them focused on that?
No, I mean, me for the stakes for us, I mean, you know, what I would tell you is, you know, we could play really well and lose our next four games. I mean, this is the league. I mean, this league is the best league. I've told this to multiple people. What separates this league from anywhere else is I don't know any other league where you can play really well and still lose. And our margin for error is zero. Like, we don't have any margin for error. So we have to be near perfect in execution, energy, and effort. And at times today, we were perfect. And that's why we won the game. And if we're not perfect in those three areas, execution, energy, and effort, it just makes it really hard for us. So what I would tell you is not as much on the stakes as it is nothing's changed who we are, whether we're playing for the ACC title or you're playing to not be in last place or anything in between. We understand who we are. I've been very honest with our guys on who we are, and they bought into that, and they understand. So nothing's changed, and it doesn't matter who our opponent is. It's just it's really about us, that if we're not perfect in those three areas I mentioned, it's hard. And if we're perfect in those three areas, we can still lose the game. And that's just how hard this league is.
Coach, I know there's been there's a lot of basketball left to be played. But it's not a secret that Georgia Tech is catching a lot of national attention in regards to bubble, getting into the NCAA tournament, saying that this was a game that you really needed to solidify that. Have you paid any attention to that? Or do you have any extra emphasis?
You know what? I get myself in trouble when I get into the expectation business. And it's very unhealthy for me personally when I involve myself in expectations. So I'm very poor internally on how I, health-wise, if I get anything involved in expectations. So it is a daily, 24/7 work for me not to get involved in expectations, meaning start thinking about the future, start thinking about what we got to do, this or that. The second I do that, I'm not an effective coach. And I become, I'm really just, even for my health-wise, because of the stress level that I put on myself. So I constantly try to stay out of expectations. And so to your point on bubble or tournament, for me personally, I'm just looking, we just take it one day at a time. I want to, you know, I've used the word enjoy to our guys. I wanted, like today, that was our key word. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the sellout crowd. You're playing Syracuse. For me, I told the guys, I never sit down. I started the game sitting down. I says, guys, I'm going to sit down. Sellout crowd. I'm coaching against Jim Boeheim, who's one of the greatest ever. So enjoy it. Let's all enjoy it. Let's not take it for granted. And I think it's easier said than done. But I've really tried to stay out of the expectation business, and that includes for tournament or anything else. All we can do is focus on us and really control our controllables and do that well.
You talked a little bit about Josh Heath and three clutch free throws for you at the end of the game. The guy is kind of an unsung hero of your team.
Yeah, Josh has been solid and sound for us, you know, pretty much for all year long, and just extremely proud of him. And he's been a warrior for us all year, and he's been good.
Anything else for Coach Pastor? Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Just a couple of quick notes.